Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good morning, South Carolina. How do you do? And happy Monday to you. We're back, baby. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is the Fan Upstate. What's happening upstate South Carolina? How are you, America? What up, world? Great to be back with you once again. I am Rob Brown. Directly across from me, the professor of perfection, the wizard of ways, the alpha and the omega of the Fan Upstate. He is Colonel Grudge, hashtag dad kicks, the great one Lonzo at the helm. What up, Zoe? Happy Monday, buddy.
On a dismal day such as today, allow Rob and I to be your sunshine.
I'm good with that. I do have to tell you what I was told. So Friday afternoon, Friday night, was the first ever home match of the Greenville Liberty, the new USLW League team, women's professional soccer, right here in the upstate. And early last week, the folks at the Liberty / Triumph called and said, Rob Brown, do you want to do our play-by-play for the first home match on Friday? We need a play-by-play guy. Are you interested? I was like, yeah, dude, of course, be happy to. So I show up and I do the game, had a great time doing it, showed up, rolled solo, so no color guy, it was just me. Never done soccer before and decided, you know, I'm not going to do what a lot of guys do, which is they just try to imitate the way that other guys do it. So I'm just going to do it the way I'm going to do it. A lot of energy, all gas. Full send for the whole time. So we get done with the game, and the guys at the Triumph are like, "Man, it was good. We liked it. We appreciate it. Love to have you back." I'm like, yeah, sure. Yesterday, I go play golf with a couple of buddies from the soccer fan community, and Doug Irwin, who we've had on the show many times, the CBO of the Triumph. We all go play golf together. We're halfway through the match, and my buddy Joe, Doug, walks over and he goes, "Did you get any feedback? Have you gotten a chance to go watch the broadcast? Did you get any feedback from anybody about how you did?" And I said, "Yeah, I mean, I had a couple of people say they really enjoyed it. This may shock you, but it did not shock me in the least. Some people, Lonzo, said I was too loud for a soccer match."
Well,
stunning.
Keegan tweeted some highlights. I don't know where he got them from. So I watched a good portion of that because I think even though I'm not a big soccer guy, I understand the importance of the announcement of a goal. And I wanted to hear how Rob announced a goal, which there appeared to be many in that game, or at least two that I saw. There was six.
They scored six.
Okay,
goals.
I should have watched all the way through
six
to see
one.
If you had the same intensity on the six that you did on the first.
Everyone.
Okay.
Everyone.
So I gotta say your goal call was good. It was really good.
Lean into it a little bit. So I got some relatively good feedback, and we get to the end of the golf match, and Doug says, "Man, did you get any feedback? What do people say? How do they feel? Was it good?" And I said, "You know, there were just a couple of people too loud." And Joe says, "Yeah, My wife, who, by the way, I've met his wife, she's an absolute sweetheart of a young lady, says, my wife said, Rob's really energetic, but I don't know that I could take 90 minutes of him at a time. And I got to tell you, my reaction was, that's fair. That's probably fair. That's fair. Because you know, most soccer guys, with soccer, there's a lot of buildup. And so a lot of guys are just, there will be long stretches where the guy calling the match, though, will just say the name of the person who has possession of the ball, right? Smith, Pulisic.
You also
Pulisic ahead to McKinney.
You get those British guys that are really soft-spoken.
And yeah.
They sound very, you know, very aristocratic. I don't know the proper words to it. You know, something like they're reading a story to children or something until it gets close to the goal.
Yeah, it's almost poetic to some degree, right? Yeah. McKinney, Dest, Pulisic, back to Dest, push ahead into the attacking third, McKinney. And that's just the pace. Until the ball gets down into the box and then the energy picks up.
All right, Keegan has it for you, what you need to do. And that's, you know, that's kind of along the lines of what I was just talking about. I think that works.
Switch from NPR voice to MMA voice. Yeah, it's pretty much it, right? But again, I wasn't even going full MMA voice when they'd be moving the ball around the right side. To me, I still want to tell you what's going on. I still want to tell you my observance of the game. And I think that's the problem a lot of people had with it, Lonzo, was that in what I do for a living every day, my job is to observe the game, right? My job is to observe the game, to break down the game, and then to tell you what I see within the game. Whereas with play-by-play, it's not so much about the opinion as factually what is happening on the pitch, what's happening on the field, right? So it would be the pass forward. Here's Bourne Camp. Moving up the right-hand side, she's going to send it ahead to Jones. Jones pushes up the right-hand side, trying to set up the cross. She's got attackers. There's the cross into the box, right? But when I was rolling solo, I was trying to tell people what was going on, but obviously I got very excited. And on top of that, it's easy to get excited, Lonzo, when your team puts six into the back of the net. That does not happen very often.
Plus, it's a first home game, right?
Yep.
And your very first time calling, you know, soccer.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's going to be some excitement to it. I can tell what kind of day it's going to be when I walk into the office every morning. If Rob goes, hey, Lonzo, it's like, okay, it's not going to be a high energy. It's not going to be one of those days. I'm not going to have my hand on the fader the entire day.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to,
what up, Zoe?
Head turning really quick and saying that. It's like, okay, all right.
The traditional open of the day is, what up, Zoe? And that's, you know, again, I wanted that. I wanted that intensity. I wanted that energy out there. Because here's what I wanted. I know that there were going to be some folks, because I talked about it all week. Hey, I'm on the call this week for the Liberty. Please tune in. Here's the website. Here's the time. I knew there were going to be a handful of folks, a dozen folks, that were going to tune in, and it was going to be either their first soccer match, period, or certainly their first women's soccer match. I want the Liberty to do well. You know, every time we circle around and we say, oh, yeah, professional sports in Greenville, we say Drive, Swamp Rabbits, Triumph, right? I want the Liberty on that list, and I want it to be justified and added to that list because they're performing and they're winning and they're getting attention and they're getting noticed. So knowing that there were going to be six or seven folks out there, and I know of at least two families who were like, Rob, we cannot make it to the game. We wish we could, but we're glad it's going to be online. Can we watch it somewhere? And I said, yeah, here's the link. I knew they were going to tune in. I wanted them to feel like they were tuning in and seeing something special. And that, in fairness, the Liberty did not need my help, right? Six goals. They did not need my help to spark the energy a little bit. But I was going to do my dadgumdest, as Bobby Bowden would say, to make that happen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, aside from that, we had a spectacular weekend in sports. And Lonzo, you know, Lonzo last week, when I said Warriors in five at worst, maybe a sweep, Lonzo was this close to dropping a I will make a bet with you on the air. This close. Then he had flashbacks to a prom dress that he had to rock, courtesy of Steph and the Warriors, and he pumped the brakes. And Lonzo, it looks like it might have been a good thing you did. 3-0 in the hole now are the big D, and I do mean Dallas.
You know what? The sad part is you see a team that is so close. They are so close.
Yep.
And they shouldn't be doing as well as they are, even though they're losing. They shouldn't be playing as well as they are, and Dallas is doing that. But it's obvious that Golden State's a better team, and it probably will be a sweep. I mean, your best shot is your first game back home, and that's what it was. And they gave them everything they had and just didn't have enough.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, there's no need to go into a deeper analysis of that game because Lonzo just nailed it. Dallas had the biggest bullet in the chamber they could line up, which was a return to Dallas down 0-2. Luka got the hell beat out of him in game number 2. So let's go out there and fire it back. Let's get back into this thing. Let's focus on game 3. Win game 3. We'll figure out game 4 when it's time. They came out with the best effort they've had so far, and it still was not enough. I said last week, I'm going to say again now. This is not necessarily true of Boston, Miami. It is 100% true of Golden State and Dallas. I like Dallas. They are a piece maybe 2 away. They are close to being a very good team built around Luka Doncic, but they are just not in the same gym as the Warriors right now. And that's not a shot because most teams are not in the same gym with the Warriors. And with the emergence of Andrew Wiggins, with the emergence of Jordan Poole, the Warriors might be the deepest team in the NBA. If they make the NBA Finals this year, which it looks like they will, Lonzo, the Golden State Warriors will have gone to 6 of the last 8 NBA Finals. 6 of the last 8. That's a good basketball program. It's a good franchise. It's a good team. And, by the way, with the exception of what? Kevin Durant? It's been pretty much the same makeup the whole time. You've had a couple of bench players that have rotated in and out, like Wiggins and Jordan Poole, making their emergence known. But it's a damn good franchise. It is a well-put-together franchise in Golden State. Again, this is not a shot at the Mavericks, and I hope that the Mavs don't get dispirited by this. I hope that the Mavericks don't get demoralized by this. I hope that they go sit in the locker room and go, okay, what piece or pieces were we missing? I think Mark Cuban, if there's an owner in the league that's willing to spend the money to round out the roster, it's Mark Cuban. But this Warriors team is an absolute buzzsaw right now. And I got to tell you, I don't care who comes out of the East. Neither Boston or Miami has beaten Golden State either. They are your NBA champions, and I will take a bet on that one right now.
All right, Tayshaun's asking, what about the poster? And I think he is talking about the slam dunk
on
Luka.
Dunk, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, yes, it was a good dunk, but people are taking so much pleasure because it was on Luka. Why is that? Why are people so afraid of that guy? No, there's some people. Don't act like it. There's some people out there who absolutely hate him for no reason.
Listen,
and that's fine. And when you see the next up and coming guy, and you know that guy's probably going to dethrone one of your guy, I could see why you'd be a little bit afraid of it.
Okay, couple things. Number one. Every NBA player has haters. You could have the best person of all time playing NBA basketball, right? If there was an NBA version of Tom Hanks, the one guy that everybody loves, if there was an NBA version of Tom Hanks and that guy got dunked on by Andrew Wiggins, it would still be a thing. Because at the end of the day, it is not about who gets posterized. It's about the poster. And that Wiggins dunk was the illustration of a poster. I mean, it was unbelievably perfect.
I know being posterized has become a saying. Is it still a thing? Do they still make NBA posters about that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, you can get them.
You mean it's not like an NFT or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, that dunk will be an NFT at some point. But look. It's not about who was on the receiving end. That could have been Luka. That could have been Steph. That could have been LeBron. You could have put any dude you want underneath the rack. When Wiggins pulled back and tomahawked over him, it was not about the guy who was posterized. It was about the posterization process, and that was a 100% posterization. It
should have been an offensive foul because he took his arm underneath and he shoved him off, and
remember,
you're not supposed to do that.
Remember, under the rack in the restricted area, there's a little more free play. You can be a little more physical on offense when you're inside of that restricted area down low. There's the defender loses some of his rights when you're right underneath the basket. And look
LeBron,
at us.
Does LeBron get that call? Does one of the bigger names get that call?
Ain't a player that's getting that call in the league.
Okay, I'm just
in my opinion, there ain't a player in the league that is going to draw the offensive foul on that dunk. Not LeBron's not getting it. Steph's not getting it. KD's not getting it. There ain't a player in the league because what has happened there? If I may switch out of sports dude mode and go into basketball guy mode, when you see a dude has a lane and a drive like Andrew Wiggins had, and when you decide that you are going to slide over and stand directly between him and the basket, that is now a one-on-one challenge is what that is. And it's a duel. You have called this man out for a duel. I see you coming, and I know what you're doing. You see me standing here. You know what I'm doing. It's a one-on-one duel, and the refs are going to go, it's a fair challenge. Whatever happens, happens, and they're going to get out the way.
All right.
And
all
if Luka gets a mitt on that ball and swats it up into row F and takes Wiggins' head with it, they're not going to call it a defensive foul. And if Andrew Wiggins gets the hands out and Undertaker choke slams Luka on the way down, they ain't going to call that either. Because by standing between that man and the basket and rising up with him, you have challenged him to a duel, and Luka lost that one.
You know, along those lines of how you put that out there, you have actually played organized basketball.
Sure.
And I never have. I've only, you know, played neighborhood ball where there's a lot of fouling and punching and things involved. So my question for you is, when you're the guy about to be posterized, you know you're don't
get out the way, dude.
How about grabbing some jersey
get
or something?
Get out the way.
Will you take a flagrant one to stop yourself from being posterized?
It ain't so much that. Listen, here's where it comes down. If you see a dude driving like Wiggins was driving with the momentum he had and with that, because you know that look. When a dude knows that he can do what Andrew Wiggins did and he gets it, you know that look and you know what's coming. You got two options. Number one, you can do what Luka did. You can challenge him to that duel. I'm going to go up. I'm going to meet you up there. Either I'm going to block you up into row F, or you are going to put me on the front of Sports Center. Or your other option is get the hell out of the way. That's it. Now, you can Draymond Green a dude.
I was going to say, there's a third option, and that's the option I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, but most dudes aren't going to do that for a couple reasons.
Is it a matter of honor or a matter of money?
Yes. Number one, well, no, I think the first reason is you do what Draymond did in that Memphis series, and you grab a fistful of jersey and just yank a guy down. You talk about injuring him. You talk about ending the season, right? If Luka goes up, and this is not Luka, but if Luka goes up and decides to grab a handful of Wiggins' jersey, rip him to the floor, Wiggins comes down and breaks his wrist, and he's out for the rest of the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals, you have ruined Andrew Wiggins' career so that you don't get dunked on. There are a few Bill Laimbeers of the world that don't care about you or your existence at all. Draymond is one of them, but Luka ain't that guy. The other option is, like I said, just get out of the way. Let the guy dunk. He's already on the way. You got like a 15% chance of putting your hand in the right place to catch ball and swat him. So no, man. Just get out of the way. Let him throw down. Let him get, hey, that 2 points counts exactly the same as the 2 points if he rised up and hit a J from the free throw line, right? Hey, you get some momentum. You get some style points. Give my man his shot. Give my man his 2 points. But, no. When a guy rises up like that, If you go up with him in that restricted zone, most refs are going to view that as a one-on-one duel. And whatever happens in the sky stays in the sky. Wiggins won that one and put Luka on a poster. Now, it's a different story, though. It's a much different story if at that point the Mavs are up 2-0 in the series and 100-80 in the game, right? We're like, all right, I mean, like, good poster, but you're down 20, dude. You're down 20. Luka was fighting for his team because he was down 2-0 and was on the verge of going down 3-0. But that's the risk you take. Luka took the risk. Luka got put on a poster, and Andrew Wiggins added one to the highlight reel. Welcome to the NBA, young man. The Warriors are really good. Like, really good. Let's take a break. We'll talk more about this later on in the hour. I got plenty more to talk about, including your Stanley Cup date, including two events that took place this weekend that I didn't talk about, despite the fact that I love these two sports, that you guys didn't talk about, despite the number of callers that have told me that y'all love these sports. I want to ask the question why. All that and more coming up later on in the hour. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dexter said, Rob, I missed the Liberty game and wanted to tune in. What was the final score? 6-1. That is not a verbal typo, ladies and gentlemen. 6-1. Your final score, your Greenville Liberty get their first win at home. Bravo to the ladies.
You know, Trey pointed out on the stream, and I have forgotten about what the coach had said, the kind of win she likes. And that's the kind of win she likes. Who wouldn't like that kind of win?
Oh, yeah. We had Coach Carlson on last, Thursday to talk a little bit about the first home match. And I said, Coach, you got four goals, a 4-2 win over Charlotte Independence in your opener. Is that kind of what you're looking for? Or was that something that we're going to look back and go, what a special win to net four? And she goes, hey, it's soccer. You never know. But I would much prefer to score four goals a game. Lonzo, they scored four goals in the first half of the last match on Friday night. Netted four in the first half, including two in stoppage time. You know, the clock gets 45 and the ref goes, we're going to add X amount of time and blah, 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 blah. A lot of people get mad at it, whatever. I don't care. It makes sense. Two of those in stoppage time, including one. Not even kidding. One of them in stoppage time that better have made ESPN's top 10 Friday night because it was one of the most unbelievable soccer goals I've ever seen. Braithwaite hit it from about 8 yards outside the box, crossed it, though, all the way across in front of the keeper to go upper left 90 in a shot that could not have been in a better position if you let her walk it up there and put it up with her hand. Unbelievable shot. I said on the air, ladies and gentlemen, you could have had men's national keeper Matt Turner in goal, and that ball's not getting stopped. That was as good of a soccer goal as you will see, men's or women's, period. It was a phenomenal shot. And if you want to see that and hear the call, you can go to 11sports.com. That is the word 11, E-L-E-V-E-N sport.com. And the game is actually archived up there. You can pull it, watch the game if you missed the match, and hear the seductive stylings of Rob Brown calling his first soccer match. It was, Lonzo, adequate.
I will disagree with one thing that you said. Stoppage time does not make sense. And there's some guy going, let's give him 7 minutes and 45 seconds. That sounds good.
He doesn't just guess, dude. He literally has a clock on the side, and when somebody goes down or gets hurt, he, like, stops it. And then based on what that clock says at the end, they're like, okay, we'll add this much time to it.
I think we pointed out that I'm not a soccer fan, but I will say that I just don't – I'm not so sure that's on the up and up. I'm not. I think dude may look away for a second and go, oh, maybe let's just throw another 2 minutes on there. Why not?
What the hey?
You know.
Sure.
No one's checking me on
Everybody's
this.
Everybody's having a great time. Let's do five more.
This is real power. 3 minutes
the
and 42
The fourth referee
seconds.
Is like me with the snooze button in the morning. He's like, five more sounds good, right? At 10, why not? All right. So this weekend, you know, I kind of take pride in this show that we talk about everything, right? Like, we talk about anything. There's nothing that's off the table on this show. We talk about soccer. We talk about football. We talk about baseball. We talk about basketball. We talk about NASCAR. We talk about golf. We talk about hockey. The only sport I don't talk about is lacrosse, and that's because, A, I don't know anything about lacrosse and have very little interest in learning, and B, none of you do either, all right? None of you do. Anyway. We talk about a little bit of anything and everything. In fact, I said last week, you can tell, though, the sports talk radio shows that don't know how to talk about a certain sport, right? Because all they do is bag that sport. Oh, baseball's numbers are dying. Why? No, they're not. But it's an easy story to bring up if you can't talk baseball, right? Last week, we had two massive events in two sports that I really enjoy talking about. Lonzo, did you know that NASCAR's All-Star Race was this weekend?
Yeah, I saw some people complaining about how they came up with who's an All-Star. So that's the only reason why I know.
But you didn't, like, you knew about it. When did you hear that? Over the weekend?
Probably like Friday or something.
Yeah. It got to be about Friday, and I consider myself a NASCAR fan. Now, I will acknowledge that I am not the most hardcore NASCAR fan. That's not even true. I really am a big NASCAR fan. But you have to recognize that for this show, I have X amount of hours in a week to watch sports and be able to come on the air. And we have the NHL playoffs. We have the NBA playoffs. We have Major League Baseball, which I host the nationally syndicated show on Saturdays from 1 to 5 called Bet for the Cycle on the BetQL network. So I got to watch plenty of baseball to be ready for that. I have limited time to watch sports, unfortunately. And while I do love NASCAR, like, it basically, I can dedicate a couple of hours on race day, and that's really it, right? Now, 3 weeks from now, when the NBA Finals are playing once every 3 days, when we get to the conference finals of Lord Stanley's Cup and the games are more spread out, I'll have a little more time to pick up on some NASCAR, whatever. But I realized Friday, I had not heard a single person talking about NASCAR's All-Star Race. Why? And I was very curious about that. And I came up with a few conclusions. Number one, it's irrelevant, right? Like, it's largely irrelevant. It doesn't really have a huge impact on the season. Basically, those guys are racing for a fat paycheck and not much else, right? It doesn't impact the points. It doesn't impact the final standings. These guys are effectively racing for a paycheck, which is super nice for them, but it doesn't impact us at all, right? Like, if regardless of who wins that NASCAR All-Star Race, they get a check for $1 million. How does it impact me? A Rob Brown NASCAR fan, how does it impact me? It doesn't.
You make it sound like, why would you even want to do that?
If I'm them, I absolutely want to do it.
It's a lot of money, so, you know.
If I'm them, it may even be good racing, right? It may even be good racing because they're racing for a flat check of $1 million or whatever. I don't know what the actual prize is. But they're racing for a flat check of $1 million. That's pretty good. Don't hate that for you. But I'm sitting there yesterday afternoon, and I get done golfing. I get back to the house. Now, and for the record, while we're out there golfing, the Braves and Marlins are playing. I've got that on my phone. I've got my watch set to ding anytime there's an NHL goal or a home run in baseball or whatever's going on in the world. I've got my phone to give me scores, whatever. I get home. I'm finished golfing. I'm sitting on the couch with the lady friend. I'm watching White Sox Yankees last night because I'm waiting to see if Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson are going to get into a fist fight. Talk about that story in the next hour. And across the bottom of the little ticker comes NASCAR All-Star Race results. Ryan Blaney wins NASCAR All-Star Race Open, or whatever they called it. And I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, dang, that's tonight. I forgot that was today. Dude, it is my job to not forget that things like that are today. And I forgot it was today. Yesterday. But today. You get what I'm saying? By the way, it is $1 million. Blaney fended off Denny Hamlin and Austin Cindric to win the $1 million. There's no points attached to this race. There's no season ramifications to this race. Nothing changes about this race at all. That's why nobody talks about it, right? We talk about things that impact us as fans. NASCAR races where there are points in play change the season, impact our driver's ability to win a title. Next Sunday, the boys are racing up in Charlotte on Sunday, Coca-Cola 600. I will be there. Can't wait. Why am I willing to drive 2.5 hours to Charlotte Motor Speedway to watch 600 miles of NASCAR racing, the longest race on the circuit, a race that's going to take 4 to 4.5 hours, and then drive back afterwards? Why? Because that race has a lot to do with the season and how it shapes up, right? I am willing to drive 2.5 hours to Charlotte. I was not willing to cancel a round of golf and stay home to watch the All-Star Race. Didn't impact me. Didn't matter. This is the same big problem that golf has. Golf had its PGA Championship this weekend. It's the fourth major. It's one of the four biggest tournaments of the year. And it got talked about, Lonzo. Tiger Woods.
Because Tiger had to withdraw.
Yep. And by the way, yesterday came down to a remarkable finish in the PGA Championship. You had a guy carry a lead on an 18 and then double bogey his way out of a playoff to win it. Will Zalatoris, who popped up on the scene looking like the caddy from Happy Gilmore at the Masters 2 years ago, has not found a win since then, off the top of my head that I remember. I could be wrong. Gets into a playoff with Justin Thomas, and Thomas beats him in a three-hole playoff. Spectacular finish of that golf tournament. Nobody talked about it. Why? Because golf made the mistake I've been telling golf not to do for years. If you want golf to get there, and I do, if you want golf to get there, you need to create a reason why people like me can attach themselves to golfers. And there's a few I have. Dustin, I'm a big DJ guy now. Do you know why I'm a big DJ guy? Because Dustin Johnson is a party animal who segued into golf. DJ's a guy that at the Ryder Cup, when the Americans went out there and smoked the Europeans, DJ got asked, can you still outdrink the young man on this team? And DJ, in one of the GOAT press conference answers of all time, said, oh, bleep, yeah. Give me reasons to attach myself to guys. We all attached ourselves to Tiger in his prime because we all wanted to pretend like we could see a little of ourselves in Tiger, right? Because Tiger was the mold of was the lump of moldable clay. If you saw Tiger as the elite winner who was not fazed by anything, that was the Tiger you got. If you saw Tiger as the, you know, the playboy with the million-dollar smile, that was the Tiger you got. If you saw Tiger as the marketing genius, that was the Tiger. We all saw ourselves to some degree in Tiger. Who's that on the tour now? Is that on the tour now? Is there a guy that stands out with you? There is one for Lonzo that I know of. Our man with the mullet. Who is it? Cameron Smith. The man with the mullet is Lonzo's guy because he's got great hair. And that was before, who was it that had the long
Fleetwood.
Hair? Yeah, before Tommy Fleetwood hacked
hair.
Off his locks and upset Lonzo, right? Lonzo had a reason to connect to a guy. They had the same hair. I connect with DJ because DJ's a party animal that also likes some golf. That's me. My man Zach checks in. He says, John Daly, you damn right. JD got asked, how is it that you're out there? They go, shouldn't you be taking care of yourself? And JD goes, I'd like to hit the gym more, but they don't let me smoke in there. But that's why I drink Miller Lights, because it has the fewest calories of any beer, and I'm trying to take care of myself. I feel you, JD. I feel you, my guy. Right? I connect with guys like that. But they also have to compete. JD, by the way, Saturday tuned into the PGA Championship because John Daly was inside the top five to end Friday. Yes, Santa, JD. Golf has not gone out of its way to create golfers with personality and uniqueness that we can connect to and attach ourselves to that make us want to pull for and watch them. And so when LT Gray dropped out of the PGA Championship this weekend, that was the only story. Fix it, golf, or have more weekends like this where one of your biggest four tournaments of the year goes untalked about by guys like me, who, by the way, are a golf fan. I promise you I can talk better golf than probably anybody that's been on the station before or is now. All right? It's not a shot. I'm just a golf guy. I had zero reason to talk about the PGA Championship last week in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You put it on a course nobody knows in a place nobody cares about, and you've given us nothing to build up golfers the last couple of years. Only the hardcore stay around. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The saga of the terrible next door Parker continues. Okay. Let me tell you what happened during the break. There has been, for those of you that have been listening to the show predominantly in this hour, okay? There is a car that daily, Lonzo, I don't think it's unfair to say daily, the majority of days. The overwhelming majority of
quite
days.
Quite a few days, yes.
If it's not daily, it's close.
I really think that there's someone that goes to a place that's only open on certain days.
Fair enough. So there's a car that close to daily parks on the other side of the parking lot between us and the building next door. And on the reg, this car is parked with at least one, if not more, tires, not on the white line, but in the parking spot next to the parking spot that they are in. I have complained about this parker routinely because if you are not skilled enough to park your car between the lines, then you don't need to be driving. I'm sorry about how difficult that makes your life. But if you don't have the talent needed to go, well, there's one line and there's a line, let's put the car in the middle of it, then you're not good enough to drive. Go practice. Every day, this woman shows up and parks with half her car over the line. It's embarrassing. So today, I look over at Lonzo and I go, look, Terrible Parker is back. And then Terrible Parker had an idea. Instead of parking over here, because usually On the row that she parks in, there's usually no cars there, right? Predominantly because the line for the drive-through restaurant wraps around, and if you park in that row when the restaurant gets busy and the drive-through line backs up, you're stuck, right? Because the line can't move because they'd have to back out onto Garlington to make it happen, and they can't. So you're basically stuck there until the restaurant gets some cars cleared out. So she decides, let me back out, and I'm just going to go park in front of the business on Garlington Road. I'm going to go park over there. She backs out. She drives around the restaurant. And she, for the first time that I can remember since we've begun watching this person like the creeps that we are through the window up here, she goes to try to park between two cars in a regular parking spot in front of the business. And what happened, Lonzo?
She had second thoughts that either in her ability or she didn't want anyone dinging her car, who knows, but she changed her mind.
She couldn't do it. She could not get her car parked between two cars in a regular parking spot. So she left that spot. She drove to the front. She tried a minimum of three times to get her car in a parking spot, not parallel park, not 4, 5, 6 point turn park. Just pull into a parking spot between two cars. Tried three times, at least that I saw three times, could not get it. Drove all the way around the building and went back to the original spot that she's parked in now. And here's the kicker, Lonzo. She actually parked good this time.
She did. She did a good job this time.
She parked well this time. She actually, but she's between the line. Granted, the car's completely cockeyed in the spot, but she's in the lines. I'm not going to complain that she's not straight. I think she's in the line.
That's a pretty good angle to be able to get out of your car in case someone parks next to you. It's not like she's completely gangsted inside of it. It's good. It's good. It's the best parking that we've seen her do ever.
It's still not great. I mean,
congrats to her.
I mean, it would be good enough to drive to pass the driving test, I guess. But the fact that she was parked bad, could not park between two cars with three attempts, and then came back over here to avoid that controversy. Spectacular job. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, there was a dust-up, a both full teams brawl between the White Sox and the Yankees last week that played out over the weekend due to the comments of one player to another. We're going to address those when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.